This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to all you joyriders out there. This is a fantastic show from the guys you know. I'm speaking of none other than the Band of Brothers. My name's Keith, producer for such fine Truth Network programming like The Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you can expect to laugh and smile with godly men who want nothing more than to honor and glorify God. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the joyride. Hey, joyriders, it's a brand new week, which means a brand new joyride. So, I have some great news. The MJCC SPA is once again expanding. But wait, perhaps there are some of you that have never heard of this fine organization. Hey, Keith, what does the MJCC SPA stand for, I hear you ask? Well, I'll tell you, friend. It stands for the Masculine Journey Comments, Complaints, Suggestions, Prayer, and Advice Hotline, or the MJCC SPA for short. And yes, I am contractually obligated to say that every time. But anyway, back to the expansion news. Starting today, we will officially be taking requests. You know, requests for things that you want to hear on the show, stuff like that. For example, we received a request from one of our listeners. Dear Band of Brothers, my name is Melvin Sweetwater and I have a request. I'm not sure if you take requests, but here goes. I have a friend that I have been witnessing to here lately and I told him about you guys. He seems curious about the show. Would you happen to have a clip that sort of sums up what the Masculine Journey is all about? Please and thank you. Well, Melvin, I think we can help you and your friend out. And just like that, we are now the Masculine Journey Comments, Complaints, Suggestions, Prayer, Advice, and Request Hotline, or the MJCC SPAR for short. And yes, I'm contractually obligated to say that every time. To the clip!
Yeah, so as I was listening to your clip, which is, you know, pretty cool, really, they talked about that, you know, arrogance is always looking down, and I was, you know, really thinking that Harold has a huge advantage. And I always knew he was humble, but I really didn't understand all the complexities that were involved with that. Yeah.
Yeah, back to his poem he read earlier today. You know, the shorter you are, the more humble you are, I guess, huh?
God will get you for that.
There you go.
Andy, go ahead.
Yeah, just on that, you know, tying it out to the scripture, it said your words have been arrogant against me. And that's what Rodney was saying there, is that, you know, it's an arrogant thing to sit there and tell God, you know, the people are like, what? How have we said spoken against you, God? It is pointless to serve God. I mean, and I think what we keep getting at there, what I keep seeing is that there's so many people who started with God and people who are with God now that have come to a crossroads in their life. And it's like, is this working for me or not? I think it was alluded to in one of the other clips. And as you look, as you get deeper into your faith, it's not those things. If everything was, you made every judgment on whether God came through all the time for you, you know, there would be nobody with faith if that was the sole criteria that we make our decision. And it's that thing where I'm going to choose this Creator God who's come after me, and I'm going to respond to that, and I'm going to see what happens. And that's a part of the faith. God doesn't want us following him blindly. He wants us to have faith. But he comes after us, and we have to respond. But then as we mature, I think we begin to realize that it's not about getting everything you want. It's more about finding out who he is as a person. And the way that we would want somebody to pursue us and we should pursue others is over who that person is and not what they can give us.
So, question on that. I don't think you're saying it's not okay to be authentic with God.
Nope.
Right? Because there are times you can have some big boy conversations. Absolutely. If you can't have it with God, who can you have it with?
No doubt. No, that's not right. What I'm saying.
Right. And so you're talking about
total abandoning the faith and I'm out of here.
Right.
And not giving God a chance to respond or anything. I'm done.
Right. But it's okay to be frustrated and have conversations with God in your it's like any other relationship.
Absolutely.
Yep. Right. I mean, God already knows you're mad. So you're the only one you're hiding it from. You're not hiding it from him.
Look at the Psalms. I mean, the whole thing is David crying about stuff, you know. Or I shouldn't say the whole thing. The other half.
He's happy. The other half.
The other half, he's praising for him.
Yeah. He's at least half there.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah. Get a Bible, man. Yeah.
Nice, Sam. Nice.
So from the Guys of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.